Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Simon Reish Aleph. Me, who am Avarech, who should lead Birchas Hamazon, who should lead the Zimun, and we are up to Seif Gimel, continues the Alter Rebbe. Koyin v'Yisrael. Here again, we have a koyin and a Yisrael amongst the people that ate together that will bench. And the question is, who should lead the Zimun? Sheheim Shavim B'Chachma, that they are here equal as far as Chachma is concerned. Here is Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, it's a positive commandment from the Torah. Lahagdem HaKoyin, to give the Koyin the honor first. Shenemar, as it says, and we are quoting a verse from Parshas Emor, where it says, V'kidashtoi, which means that you should sanctify him. The him is referring to a Koyin. What does sanctifying the Koyin mean? V'darshu Chachamim expounds our sages that l'chol davershep kedusha. In other words, he should be given prominence when it comes to any matter of kedush. Kolaymer, b'chol davar sheyiroh gadol hu mekodash. In any manner that there is a reflection of prominence to the one that we choose over all others, it is in that matter that the Kohen should be sanctified, which means he should be given that honor. Gevaldik. Kigoin, for example, Liftoyach Risha Mikriyas HaTorah, as we all are familiar. When we are reading the Torah, if there's a Kohen in the room, you call a Kohen. Also, V'liyos Roish HaMedabrim, he should be the first one speaking. B'chol Kibbutz Am L'daber V'lidrish T'chila. Whenever people get together and you're calling up different people to speak, the Kohen should be given to speak first. V'chein by yeshiva. If you have a yeshiva, people are learning. And in the yeshiva, when there is a time where many people will be offered the honor of giving a shir, who should give first? Yedaber Baroish. The Kohen should give the darasha first. And v'chein basa'uda. When it comes to a meal, not only by benching. Let's begin first from the beginning. That hu koidim levarech hamoitzi. That when it comes to making hamoitzi, he should be given prominence. And ubirchas hamazoin. And leading birchas hamazoin. And v'litoin lo'imana yofa batchilo l'chol hamasumim. That whenever you have this communal platter, and it's being passed around, it should be passed first to the Kohen. But here again, regarding everything that we mentioned, this positive mitzvah is only if the options is a Kohen and a Yisrael that are both equal as far as their level of Chachma is concerned. Avalim yesh Yisrael gadlum menu b'chachma. But when it comes not only to the matter that we spoke before of leading the benching, but also when it comes to giving this communal platter, who will take the first piece? So then, Azayitein leHachacham mana hayafa tchila. Give first the greatest piece to the Chacham. V'tzarech lizor b'chol elu shehei min haTorah. And in everything that we mentioned above, again going back to the case where everyone is equal in Chachma, we have to be very careful in honoring the Kohen first. Avol, however, kisha haKohen choylek ezeshut v'sim chaveri Yisrael. What happens if a Kohen and a Yisrael are partners, are business partners? And they divide their partnership. And again, obviously we try to make the best division possible, but and it is subjective, but what would happen if at least subjectively one part of this division looks better than the other? Here, to give it to the Kohen first, one may not do so. Ein sarach, or one does not need to do so. Ein sarach litlo yachelek hayofa, she'ein zedarach kovoid she'yitl chelek hayofa, she'kol hanoisin eile v'chelek hayofa, ein aroyesim embracha lo'olam. In other words, the concept of honoring the Kohen first is, as we learned, that v'kidashtoi. By giving someone prominence, you are, so to say, showing him how he is Kadosh, separated above from everyone else. When it comes to a division of partnership, first of all, the goal is to make two portions the same. But what happens if, again, subjectively, one portion appears to be greater? Neither of the partners should want it. Whoever Dafka is insisting on the better portion, they're basically saying that they tricked their fellow. And there's no bracha from that. So giving the Kohen something that will bring no bracha, dafke, because you think it's better, is not honoring the Kohen. It's guaranteeing that he is not going to have a simen bracha. U'bamakim she'ein Kohen. And let's continue wherever there is no Kohen. So here the Alter Rebbe is saying, toiv, it's not an obligation, but it's good. Lahagdim gam kein ha-levi li-yisrael b'chol leil. That in everything that we mentioned, the Levi should come before the Kohen, should come before the Yisrael. Im heim shavim b'chacham, again, if they are equal with wisdom, And in the parentheses, Nachamol, v'ha'oisakein marach yamim, if you do so, you get a long life. Aval ein chiyuv b'davar. But there's no obligation, because Shalai Nemar, the word that we quoted from Emor, Viki Dashtoi, was only regarding a Kohen, as it says, Ki Eslechem Eloikecho, Hu Makriv, which is obviously only referring to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one that offers Korbanis, and in that context, the Torah says, Viki Dashtoi, obviously excluding the Levi. So there's no obligation, but it's a good thing to do, and if you do so, you get a long life. So in other words, the Gabbai that chooses to call a Levi, B'mekayim Kohen, the Gabbai is promised a Arichus Yamim, God willing, to be continued.